And while you shop, the craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving a couple hundred bucks a month on your mortgage payment? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
So friends, don't dilly-dally, dawdle, or delay.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I think we're like a week shy of something like that, of it being 3 months since I went on the air at the other station and told them we were leaving. 3 months already, almost. Hard to believe. Dan, is that hard to believe?
Yes, it's very hard to believe.
I want to thank a couple of people. I want to thank Kevin. If you missed him yesterday, he was auditioning to be the tech guy. And I want to thank Patty. I actually want to thank her more than I want to thank him, just for coming in and looking so, being so beautiful. She was auditioning. I don't know what she was auditioning for. I never put out the word, you know, that we needed a woman.
How'd the after-show meeting go in your car?
Oh, it was great. She has a much better shot at it now. I gave her the Weinstein interview. I like to call it. No, I'm just kidding. Anybody who knows her, don't go telling her. I said, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And then, of course, yesterday we had some kids who somehow hacked into our secure and private walkie-talkie frequency that Dan and I used to talk to each other, because there's no intercom in here. And
he's Russian kids, probably.
Probably. And he's in another room. And, we don't have a way to communicate, so we get these walkie-talkies, and these kids hacked into it. So maybe that won't happen today. Every time I run into this Cam Jansen, you guys are a former hockey player.
Oh, yeah.
I can't help but think, and Dan will know exactly when I say this. He'll remember it. All I have to say is Cujo.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Curtis Joseph?
Yeah. What about him?
Well, a long time ago.
It's a great story.
On Market Street. This is before the last place, so that's more than 20 years ago.
Okay.
For whatever reason, I had him on the phone interviewing. I'm the last person who should be interviewing a hockey player.
Right.
So it must have been a charity event or something, mm-hmm. but I had this Curtis Joseph on the phone.
Yeah.
And, when it was over, you know, okay, thank you. And when it was over, we went to commercials and I just said in the room there, I said, that's it. I don't ever want to talk to one of those guys. Yes, there's hockey players. I said they can't talk, and they're horrible interviews. And
my God.
Oh no, wait, this gets better.
Oh.
And then I heard through my headphones, I'm still on here. I thought I had disconnected and hit the kill button. I didn't. He heard every word I said about how they sounded. It was horrible. He didn't have anything to say. And I'm, I can in the Canadian accent. Is he Canadian?
Yeah. Curtis Joseph? She'll hear you.
And yeah. I said, I mean, we looked at each other and we realized, oh my goodness, we didn't disconnect the call. And I said, of course you did. I said, of course you did. We wanted you to hear it. It was a joke. We're just messing with you. He didn't buy it.
Oh,
no, he didn't buy it.
Did
and fortunately, this is Dan after he'd left town, right? He wasn't in St. Louis anymore.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have come down there and just beaten me to a pulp because I'll never forget that. What did
Cam Jansen do to make you think of that?
Well, he's a hockey player. So he's a former hockey player. And every time I see him, I think of my only former hockey player experience, and it was with the Cujo.
But Curtis was a very, very quiet, reserved type of guy.
I shouldn't have been interviewing him. He's not the guy to interview.
No, and he's extremely nice, though. He's extremely nice. But I find that with all hockey players. Hockey players
out of
all the sports.
But when the Rams came to town...
I couldn't disagree more. First of all,
what's that?
I was in pro hockey for 10 years. There's so many hockey players I met who could easily be radio talk show hosts. I mean, these guys are some of the most funny, personable guys.
But they're also athletes that they forced to do interviews who shouldn't do it. Here, The Rams came to town, and I think I got this name right. Kevin Carter. That's,
yes.
Is that
the,
okay?
Yeah, the defensive end.
And so this guy, we happened to work at the time in a place that was going to, Dan, help me if I'm wrong, run the audio of the Rams games, right? And then.
Oh, yeah. We had the
license, right?
KSD-FM.
Yeah. So. Yeah. This guy actually comes in the studio. This Kevin Carter,
massive.
Yeah, and I remember he had one of those diamond encrusted Rolexes, and so somebody had told me that he does impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, naturally, I'm going to want to talk about that and have him do a couple. Excuse me, I have to interrupt. Dan, Melissa says you need to double check that it absolutely should be on the log. So are you sure, okay. Dan, you didn't miss it?
I'm pretty sure I didn't miss it, but I'll check.
I will check. That was inside stuff, behind the scenes stuff. So right. Kevin Carter's in the studio, and I said, I hear you do some impressions. Would you like to do your favorite one or two?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no. Just like that, no. Now, I have to tell you something. Nothing shuts down an interview quicker than the word
no.
No. And I wasn't about to go, oh, come on.
You weren't going to beg him?
No.
Come on, Frank. You didn't get on your knees and beg him.
He said no. And then I looked at him. He goes, I don't want to do that.
Hmm.
And that's when I decided I don't ever want this guy in here again. Come on, man. I don't want you in here again. Play along or... But I don't know why he was even in there. I guess at that time, we were kind of forced to do anything we could to kiss the Rams' butts because we just acquired the broadcast rights and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I don't have a whole lot of experience interviewing athletes. Those were the two, and they didn't go very well.
A lot of, there are a lot, like Tim said, a lot of hockey players are very colorful and really
you know
out
that reference? He was black. Is that a reference to being black? You can't say color.
No.
You can't say color.
No, not at all.
Colorful. So I might mistake that as hearing like he's colored.
A colorful personality.
You say colored. Colorful.
But yeah, colorful personality. Well, but like Brett Hull. Brett Hull has a great personality.
But see, if you said Brett Hull has a colorful personality, not after Kevin. I had just said that Kevin Carter. So a lot of people might think, oh, I see what he did. He said colorful, and subliminally what he meant was he's colored.
Oh.
But I'm just trying to protect him. I know you didn't mean that.
Oh, well, thanks.
Just a word of advice. You know, I mean, Curtis Joseph was a goalie, okay?
Right.
Although he did get in an infamous fight one time at center ice with a Red Wings goalie. But Cam Jansen's been in about 5 million fights, right?
Yeah.
And so just look at him cross-eyed, and he'll just slap you.
I won't. Mm-hmm.
He's just going to slap you.
I won't.
And then he'll ask, why were you looking at me like that?
But I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I'm just
giving you a heads up.
I know better than to do that.
Right.
This is the part of the show we call the Burke segment. I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to do a quick hit here for one of our favorite people, Johnny Londoff, and then we're going to have the Burke segment.
All right.
The Burke segment is if anybody has anything in the last 24 hours they want to talk about, they can. Limey, you did a much better job yesterday, I will tell you.
Thank you very much.
And we're to the point now where I'm not going to give you any visual cues or anything. I'll just embarrass you in front of everybody if you miss
nice.
Stuff. And that's the best way to teach
I like it.
Sometime. Johnny Londoff is a Chevrolet dealer. His daddy was a Chevrolet dealer. His boys are Chevrolet dealers, at least two of them now that work there. John the Third and Sam Landolf. They're both sales managers. Now, when Landolf Sr. stepped aside and then ultimately eventually passed away, the reins were handed over to John Jr. This usually is where somebody like me gets fired. You know, Junior takes over. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to call him Junior. He hates that. I'm not calling him Junior. I'm referencing the generic term right. when the son or daughter takes over.
Right.
I'm usually kicked out because they have friends, younger people who are buddies of theirs. Oh, my best friend went to school and she's in advertising. I'm going to give her all the business and she'll, you know. So that usually happens. Fortunately, it didn't happen with John Junior. Now, I'm already kind of getting nervous when these boys take over. Sam, John the Third. Are they going to call me and go, hey, old man, you're out? I'd like to think not. As long as we keep bringing in business, and that's where you folks come in. As long as you continue to tell Johnny Landolf Chevrolet and every advertiser we have that you're AM and the PM and that's the reason you're there, we're okay. We can settle in and we can stay here for a while. So you know the drill. If you're shopping for a car, and you would consider a Chevy. Maybe that's all you're considering. You know you want a Chevy and you know which one. Now it's just which dealer. But maybe you're looking at something else. Maybe you're looking at some GMC thing or Ford thing or something where they probably have something comparable or better in the same price range on the lot at Johnny Landolf. Would you just take a look and consider that? Because a lot of times when people haven't looked at a Chevy for a while, or they had no idea that what the Colorado was, they didn't realize that the new Impala, the new design, is the best since 1964. I'm not kidding. It is. They've had some butt-ugly Impalas over the years. They had some Caprices that were so ugly, the only people that had them were police departments. I mean, nobody would drive them. They were so ugly. Not the case now. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, if you want to be treated right and never again dread that experience, you know where to go. Interstate 270, North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7 at Landolf.com. Does anybody have anything to say? Let's go clockwise. That would be okay. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Yesterday I was working. I was my professor job yesterday in the morning.
Good story.
And thank you.
It's a good
thank
one. You. Blimey, what you got? I'm sorry.
Went to lunch with one of the other guys at Broadcast Center, and we went to a...
Was this other guy a student or a teacher?
No, he was a teacher.
Okay.
He's actually the owner, one of the owners. And
You went to lunch with the owner?
Oh, yeah.
That would be like getting to go to lunch or something with the owner of this place.
I know.
That never happened.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
We went to a fast food place. I came out to leave.
And he fired you.
No, and I got in my car, rolled my window down, and there was no one in the parking lot. I mean, there were cars in the parking lot, but no one. You didn't see anybody. All of a sudden, I roll my window down, and I'm getting ready to start my car, and this guy walks up and says, I'm not anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with me or anything like that, but I'm trying to get the Fenton. And he just, like, appeared out of nowhere. And
did you say practice, practice, practice? No, that's Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall? I'm sorry, that's
practice,
another.
Practice, practice. But this guy was hitting me up for money to get on the bus, to get on Metrolink. He was talking about that he's not a drug addict. So he's telling me all this stuff, but it scared the crap out of me. I thought for a second I'm going to get carjacked or mugged or something. And then he just kept talking and talking. And I said, no, I don't have any cash on me. And he asked for a cigarette. He said, can I get a cigarette from you? So I said, I'll give you a cigarette. Then this lady comes walking out with her two little kids, and he turns around and looks and he says, oh, no, I won't ask them or anything like that. I said, I think that's a good idea. You'd probably scare her to death. So I wouldn't mess with that lady over there. And he kept saying that he's not into drugs or anything. I live in Fenton, and I live in a trailer in Fenton, and he's telling me all this crap. But, man, I'm telling you what, it scared the crap out of me.
He was on drugs. Dan.
And I don't have a concealed carry. And
you don't need one. Now, in Missouri.
Oh, okay.
You can carry without it. You can.
Yeah.
They did away with
that's right.
needing that.
That's right.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but sometimes, you know, when you're not prepared. I will tell you this, is a true story. The same thing happened to me about 2 weeks ago, and the guy went on and went on, and I pulled out a gun, I shot him, killed him. I just killed him right in the parking lot, and I just drove away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I figure nobody saw it.
Well, moral of Dan's story is find a better restaurant to eat at.
Or carry a gun and right. pull it out and go, you got about 3 seconds to back away from me. No, leave me alone.
We've had food there plenty of times mm-hmm. and have eaten there lots of times and never anything like that. This is starting to happen all over the place. I went to Home Depot.
Maybe it's just happening to you.
It may be because there was a time
you,
when...
don't take this wrong. You draw weirdos.
I know.
You attract weirdos.
No, I know that.
Sorry, Sandy. Just girlfriend. She's listening.
There was a guy in the Home Depot parking lot walking around to people that were coming out and asking them for money, saying that he didn't have a job and he had a family and he just needed to get some money to do. And I know all it is for drugs. That's what they want. They just want money for drugs. And
or money for nothing and the chicks are free.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Now, go ahead, Jeff.
But he wasn't... He didn't come over to me, but I heard him talking to someone else. Then he walked over to someone else, walked over
to
someone
else. He came to you because you look homeless.
Yeah, I know.
You kind of do, a little bit. Said, you do wear really inexpensive clothes. You admitted that. $2 shirts.
Yeah, $2 shirts.
Well, since you mentioned that, Kingdom City. Kingdom City is the halfway point for a lot of people who drive to Lake of the Ozarks. You go out 70, get to Kingdom City, make a left on 54, and go to the lake, and their truck stops there. When you take that exit at mile marker 148 to Kingdom City, when you get to the end of the exit where the light is, you turn, there always is somebody with that. And I think there's a company that makes the same cardboard. They're all the same size, the same ragged edges, yeah. like they tore it out of a piece of a box. There's always somebody there. You make the left, go to the next light, there's somebody there and on the corner to your right. Within sight, there are four of these so-called... The guy last week, it said, down on my luck, anything will help. Oh, that's a tearjerker. It is. Here's the problem. I used to give like $5 to every one of those people I saw. And then I read some articles. Thank you. Then I read some articles about how many of these people, they're not homeless. Their situation is by choice.
Unless their source of income, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're making more than some cops and school teachers make doing that. So I don't do it anymore.
Oh, there was a guy at the, you would come out of the Cardinal game. I haven't seen him in a long, long time. You'd come out of a Cardinal game or a Blues game, and there was a guy in a wheelchair. He had no legs, and he would just sit there and shake a cup.
Maybe he was faking the no legs thing.
Well, it could have been. He could have been like a Gary Sinise thing in Forrest Gump. But he
could have been some kind of chick photography or something.
But the Post did a story.
Or maybe he cut his legs off because he thought he'd get more money.
Could have been.
He was begging and not getting anywhere, so he cut his legs off.
Maybe he was sitting Indian style like Eddie Murphy did in Trading Places.
And great
the
movie.
Cops lifted him up and the legs dropped.
He could have had one of those trick wheelchairs where it looked like where his legs were actually down.
Optical illusion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the Post-Dispatch did an article on this guy, finally, and turns out that this guy was making $25,000-$30,000 a year. Just doing that.
Tax-free.
Sitting outside of the ball game or the hockey game.
And when I see the same person do it for a long period of time, don't tell me that in all that time you couldn't have gotten a job somewhere. Mm-hmm. I see now hiring. I saw three today, now hiring. Why not do you see them in front of those places or going in those? And look, I've given plenty to people over the years. I just, you get jaded after a while because you realize... I'm going to tell my story again real quick, and then we'll finish the Burke segment. When I worked in Belleville, which is where I met my wife, I worked on Main Street at a place called the Value Store. It was they called it a sundries shop. Do you know what that is?
I know what that is.
What is it?
It's a collection, like a general store, if you will.
Yeah. We sold aspirin, but no pharmacy.
There was
no,
right.
You could get deodorant, you buy a portable little transistor radio. So I worked in there, and there was a guy who came in one day, and he had a card. He handed me a card, handed my boss a card. I am deaf. It said, I am deaf and cannot speak. Anything you can do, you know. So my boss gave him, I don't know, a dollar. And I was a stock boy, so I figured if my boss gave a dollar, I shouldn't have to give as much as my boss because she makes more. And I gave him 50 cents. And he kind of acknowledged it, not with, he didn't make any sound. He just kind of nodded and walked out. For some reason, and I don't even know why, I got this feeling, this guy's not deaf. I just don't think he's deaf. So I followed him out of the store. He went right, which would mean on West Main in Belleville, he headed east. And I walked behind him. And I got right up, 2 inches from his ear, from behind, and just went, "Hey!" That guy jumped out of his skin. I mean, he jumped off the ground like 2 feet. And I said, "Give me my money back and give me my boss's money back." And guess what? He heard every word of that, and he couldn't get the money out fast enough. I said, "You're not deaf. Don't ever come in our store again." He took off running. Took off running. But how would you know? If you're a good actor, you could fake the deaf thing. I could go in somewhere and go, will you help me? You know, act like you know that sound you make. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people.
But like you said, like when you're behind him or something like that, drop a great big book or something that's going to make a, what?
Have firecrackers handy and a lighter and just set one off right behind him. No, all I had to do was yell behind him and he jumped. Just jump like
walk
crazy.
Walk behind him and say, "Is that your fire alarm bill?"
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that your money?
Hey, look at that 20 that's about to blow into the gutter.
Where?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's your money. That's your money. Gets him every time.
And now don't lie me. Don't tell me to break yet. You're not the boss of me.
Yeah, lie me.
Dan, anything else?
No.
All right. We're around the horn. I'll tell you what, we will break. Not because he said to, because I want to. That's the only reason. In fact, he just gave me the sign we need to break. Watch this. Not gonna break. Not taking a break. Okay, now I'll break because I want to. How about that? And I'll start the break with this. We'll run a couple of commercials because, if you've noticed, we have a lot more time to play here. Thank goodness it's so much better. So I will invite you to join me in Bank Where I Bank, which is First Community Credit Union. Oh, and I don't want to forget this today or tomorrow. The yard sale has turned a big corner. Last Saturday was, it's like somebody flipped a switch, and all of a sudden everybody remembered the number or had loaded the phone number in their phones, 855-282-8255 or 855-282-TALK. Because right out of the chute, 7 o'clock, we had calls and we had them for 2 hours. Thank you for that and for finally either realizing this was the real yard sale or finding it or remembering the number or loading it in your phone or whatever. I mention it because the sponsor is First Community Credit Union. I was there today. I saw Evan. I saw Karen. I saw Jonette. And I saw Sue.
You sound like Miss Lois on Romper Room.
Well, how many people can go into a bank and do a quick transaction and then name the names of four people they dealt with? Not many, but you can there. Because it's easy to get to know these people. And they're easy to deal with. And the rates are competitive. And it's convenient. And there are 43 of them. And it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. All kinds of reasons to bank there. And the people who do love it. And I think you will too. That's it. It's an invitation, nothing more. First Community Credit Union's sole sponsor of the yard sale, which will be on again this Saturday with your host, Scott Sherman, 7 to 9 o'clock. If you want to know more, please stop in, have some fresh popcorn, tell them your AM and the PM, thank them for the yard sale, or go to firstcommunity.com.
It takes 4 essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So, here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite Urban Chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score 5 or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is offering a 100% bonus for the last time this year. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise and a Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
I know what you folks are thinking. Where's the rest of the Burke segment? You live for it. It's here. We're going to continue with the Burke segment. Around the room in clockwise order, we go to Limey. His real name is Trevor. His last name is Phillips. He's from Birmingham, England. And if he were really famous, he would be Sir Trevor, like Sir Elton, he'd be knighted.
I would be knighted.
But you're not. Do you have something for the Burke segment?
Yeah, it goes along with the busking and the homeless, I guess, people that you have to deal with when you come to a red light or something.
What did you think busking? What did you...
Oh, sorry. Busking means panhandling.
In England?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Busking.
That's why I stopped and said, what was that?
We speak English on this
busking
show.
Busking.
Thank you.
Well, we learned, you know, it's a learning show. So go ahead.
So yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I was getting off of Highway 55 on Imperial Main Street, and there was a guy on the side of the road begging, and I saw a car in front of me actually hand the guy a pack of white T-shirts. Just like, you know, the Fruit of the Loom kind that you would find, yeah, or Hanes or something like that. Yeah. They just handed him a full pack of about 3 shirts or something, and I thought that was pretty honorable. They didn't give him cash, so he's not going to go and spend it or anything.
You know what, it's
anything.
Honorable, but he didn't want them. You know what he did? Let him wipe his butt with
them.
He didn't wear them. He didn't want them.
Probably not, but
hey,
still.
I want money. I can't buy any heroin with these shirts. Yeah.
But I thought it was still kind of honorable that, you know, to tie in with what Tim was saying and about.
And then after that happened, you were the next car behind that car. Did you run over?
No, I just didn't make eye contact because I didn't have any cash or anything to give him. So,
would you have given him any cash?
If I had, yes. Well, when I used to work in the daytime.
What if that guy was Jesus? What if he was really Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Then I guess I'm not getting in through the pearly gates then, eh?
You know, there are people that would say that. Well, they'd say, we don't know. He may come back in the form of a homeless guy at some intersection with a cardboard sign.
I've done that before, though, giving out my lunch to a homeless person or something like that on the side of the street.
Well,
if I see him begging, you know?
That's beautiful.
Pack of chips, something like that. Thank you.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, round the room as we continue to go clockwise. We skip me because my teacher, Mr. Burke, never included himself. He would join in, but he didn't open a topic. We go to newsman extraordinaire and private investigator, Tim Woodburn. Do you have anything?
I do. I live in Eureka. I walked into a cleaner's today, and I had a suit, and I had a sport coat, and I had a pair of pants.
And that shirt with that stain on it from the other day?
Pretty much, yeah. They all got stains on them. I can't eat without wearing it. So I walk in. I'm about third in line. There's about 5 people in line there, and there's only 1 gal working. And so she goes up, and she asks me for my name. I give her my name. I give her my clothes and tell her what I'm going to do. She goes, okay. She goes, so we'll call you when it's ready. I said, where's my ticket? She goes, oh, you want a ticket? I said, well, yeah. What happens if you get hit by a bus? How would anybody know I was ever here?
Exactly.
And she looks at me after I said that, and she goes, oh, Tim, there aren't any buses in Eureka.
like you really meant what if you... I've never heard of that.
And I was just so shocked and stunned that she said that. I said, oh, yeah, there is. I just saw... I almost got hit by a bus on the way here. Yeah, there is. That happens all the time.
How about a car?
So she... I mean, I had to ask her to print me out a ticket. It's like, when's the last time you went to the drive-thru and didn't get a ticket?
Horrible customer service.
You know, you got to get a ticket. Because they could get hit by a bus. They could get eaten by a bird or eaten by dogs or something.
A bird? And a bird? That's a big bird.
Yeah, well, a pack of birds. Bear, work with me. So I'm just saying, you know, any animal could, you know, defang him and, I thought you got tickets to the dry cleaner. I haven't been to the dry cleaner in a while.
I thought you got tickets. It's a pack of birds.
Want to hear the greatest claim ticket joke? In fact, I think it's the only claim ticket joke. You want to hear it?
Did you see the crows in The Omen when they killed that
guy? Horrible move.
Birds kill people.
Oh, they do.
This is the United States. They kill people.
Okay? Oh, I hate birds.
Learn. Live and learn on this show.
I can't stand birds. I have a phobia. I can't be around.
Crows poke your eyes out.
Pigeons are terrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of crows poke your eyes out? Crows are just pants and shorts. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Black crows.
He took crows.
Johnny Cash, he wore black crows.
Colored crows.
Okay. So, you want to hear the claim ticket joke?
Yeah.
It actually was funnier, I'm sure, 30, 40 years ago, but this guy's cleaning out a closet and he finds a claim ticket for a shoe repair store for some shoes he completely forgot about. And the ticket says 1998 on them. It's a day. That's when he took the shoes in. So he thinks, well, just for the heck of it, he goes over to the shoe store still in business. He goes to the county, shows the guy the ticket. The guy goes, oh, yeah, they'll be ready Thursday. And the reason that joke was funny was it was almost always the case that when you went in to get, you know, the shoes that had been repaired, and you could tell they forgot about it. Mm-hmm. They'll be ready tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Ready tomorrow. We're working on them now. No, you're not. You forgot about them. And when I leave, you'll repair the shoes. That's for years ago. No offense to the modern day shoe. There are still cobbler shops. You know that. Shoe repair places. Oh, yeah, there are.
Repair what kind of shoes?
Oh, my goodness. There's one. There's a good one right on shoes? The Olive at, right,
called Clarkson. Is it cobblestone?
Yes. A terrific place. And I've taken belts in there and shoes in there. My wife has taken handbags. Yeah. They do great work.
Get off your wallet and just buy new.
Well, sometimes you ever have shoes you just really like and they're really comfortable?
Not that much.
Resole them.
All the cobblers in England also used to like have those, like, you know, key making machines and stuff like that. Is that a thing over here as well?
I don't think so. No.
Did you know that
when somebody goes, I don't give a damn about that, that that's not cursing? Did you know that? Do you know what that means?
I don't.
The original expression was, I don't give a tinker's damn. A tinker was the guy that sold pots and pans or repaired pots and pans, and there was a tool. It was only worth like a penny. It was called a dam, and they used them to repair. And when somebody said, that'd be like saying, I don't give a penny. So a dam is not cursing. It's from a tinker's dam.
A tinker's dam.
So you can say, I don't give a damn. That's not cursing.
Okay.
Bastard is not cursing. Mm-hmm. You bastard. All that means is you kid with no married parents. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you're saying. And that bastard came along and he ate my ice cream cone.
That bastard.
All that means is that somebody whose parents weren't married ate your ice cream cone, but right. We've turned it into like a curse word, but right. It's not. Now, I could go through other words that actually are real curse words, and everybody knows that. SH word, F word, but they're real. They're real curse words.
Right.
Tim, do you have anything else?
That's it.
Let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's closed, which opens the door to phone calls, and we already have calls. And how about this? After 3 weeks, no, this is our third week. After
this
only
is.
2.5 weeks, not even 2.5 weeks, the number has finally kicked in. 855-282-TALK or 855-282-8255. Gary is up. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you. How can we help?
Since your kicks days, by the way.
Wow.
I was listening about your panhandle stories, and I'm a retired guy who had a route where I was by the Edward Jones Dome about the same time every day. It's been about a year, maybe a year and a half since this happened, but I used to see these guys switch off at like their shift change. Young guys in their 20s, and I saw it once with a young lady switching off with a young guy, and they give the sign that hangs over their shoulder to the other person, and they give the little bag.
It was like a well orchestrated
yes.
Oh,
taking shifts.
Yeah, it made me stop. I know I've heard many times it's worse to give them money because of
but you still feel bad because you think, well, what if that guy really is a veteran and he really is living home? Well, yeah, and you feel bad.
Yeah.
But then when you give it to him, you drive away and you feel bad because then you think, what if he's just going to go buy drugs with it? So who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
I just think that I have heard of people who have offered to, when they go hungry, need food, they've offered to take them over to McDonald's or something. They don't want to go. No, they don't want to go. So they must not be that hungry.
And a little related story, when they come out at Christmas time and they ring the bell for the kettle, I know that's not the same. I know that's not the same thing. But I saw the neatest thing. I saw one time at a schnook store, some guy walk up with a bunch of hot coffee. It was a cold night, blistery, rainy night.
Yeah.
And just walked up and gave the ringer some donuts and some hot coffee. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. Gary, thanks for following us over. I appreciate it. Thanks for not just following us over, but my goodness, since kicks, thank you.
Yep.
All right, Gary.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye. Do you give the kettle bell ringers money?
I do.
You do? Ooh.
Yeah. The change in my pocket when I walk out of Schnucks. Sure.
I got a little change in my pocket going jing-a-lang-a-ling.
Oh, sorry. I give that a fine.
No, Dan.
That's
no,
a D minus.
No,
that's a D minus.
Dan, you're not sorry. That's the sad part. You're not. Bill is with us. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Frank and the gang. I'm Eamon, the PM.
Thank you, Bill.
Hallelujah. And Frank, before you left that other radio station, I went to MD Health and Wellness.
Thank you.
And just worked out perfectly. That I started the program the first day you were at KFANS, and I've lost 15 pounds since we started.
Oh, nice.
So you know how they give you a...
Can I just stop you and tell you something, just kind of a word of advice?
Sure.
When you say, I have a funny story, now it has to be funny. Mm-hmm. It has to be funny, because you've already said it's funny.
I believe you will laugh.
Okay. I'm ready.
So they give you an appetite suppressant. Well, I didn't want the good one with the stimulant, so I chose the Hoodia.
Hoodia?
And after 2 days, it's called Hoodia.
Okay.
It's an, cactus plant or something. It's their backup appetite suppressant.
Okay.
And so they gave it to me. And let's just put it this way. I had explosive diarrhea to the point where I was taking a little afternoon siesta because I worked some crazy hours, and I thought I was back to being 2 years old, marked my pants, had to take a shower.
Oh, boy. I'm not laughing because that's a horrible. Where did you have the pants accident?
I was taking a nap.
Whoa! And it blew. Yeah. It blew while you were taking a nap.
Poor bed.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So I did look it up online, and that is one of the side effects. But I just wanted to tell you thank you for recommending. I highly recommend anyone that needs to lose weight. It is the easiest diet that I've ever been on.
And by the way, I don't want anybody to think that if they go there, they're going to have explosive.
No,
that was just your reaction to one thing.
My body doesn't like cactus.
Hey, man, good for you. Thank you. Thank you for going there. Thanks for following us. We appreciate it.
God bless you guys.
All
take
right.
care.
Oh, that's nice. God bless us. That was nice. Mm-hmm. Got to take another one, Lime. You got a little time, right? All right. That would be Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
What can we do for you?
Hello?
Yeah.
AM and the PM?
That's a good start.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
And I was just wondering who decided those words were bad words?
What
Where
words?
Did that start? Who SH and you know S?
That's a great
came?
No. That's a great question. It really is because they could have been any word. You know the word.
Right.
The word.
Exactly. Car could have been a bad word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just go car yourself? Yeah. It could have been anything. No. Nobody will ever know who started that. But I always think about stuff like that. Somewhere, sometime, some guy sat around and went, I know a word that sounds dirty, and then he came up with the F word, and he starts using it, and he said to a couple people, why don't you go F yourself, and it kind of caught on, and it was dirty. I think about that stuff all the time like that, and we'll never know the answer. Just like we'll never know the answer to who writes all the really great jokes. The really funny jokes. We'll never know.
Yeah.
And it's sad because somebody should get credit for that.
Yeah. Or when they started.
Yeah. Who told the first joke?
Yeah.
We'll never know. Never know. Mike,
that's all I got.
That's enough. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.
There goes Mike. And here comes Ken, then we'll take a little break here. Ken, how are you?
Hey, AM and the PM, Frank.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Hey, well, you know, the panhandlers. The worst ones that I've ever seen are at Salisbury. And the thing that gets me, the guy's walking along with a cigarette in his hand, panhandling the whole time.
No. When I see that, you get nothing. You get nothing. Stop smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know,
and is he called, why is he called panhandler? Did they originally hold a pan, like for money?
Probably.
Or?
Probably.
Panning for gold or something, I guess.
I don't know. Hey, one other question.
Yeah.
Is the new station considering doing traffic reports at all, maybe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah.
They're working on it as we speak.
Oh, very good.
That'll happen, but here's what won't happen. Unnecessary traffic reports like 4 times an hour. Just absolutely unnecessary. When everything is running smoothly and fine, we don't need somebody breaking into the show going, everything's fine. Brought to you by, we'll try not to do that. Just let you know what you want to know, and that's where the problems are, and that's it.
Yeah, no doubt. People would rather hear you than traffic.
And twice an hour is enough.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
That was a very good question. What about traffic? What about heating and cooling? Who do you use? Why do you use them? Would you use them again, the last people who came out to your house? If the answer is no, and even if the answer is yes, if you said, yes, we had some people out, I'd have them again, I still would like for you to make the next appointment with Matheny. And I'll tell you why. Sometimes you think you have the best, but it's only because you don't really have anything better to compare it to. And then once you call somebody out who's even better, okay, now you have the best. That would be, I think, Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling works on anything. I don't mean anything like lawnmowers. I mean any kind of heating and cooling system, any brand, any make, any model, any type, any year, any age, any size. You can be a business, you can be a residence, large or small. No business, no residence, too large, too small. They've been doing this for a long time, 76 years or so. Third generation, and
They are trained and retrained and kept current on everything that's out there. You can have the oldest piece of crap system that's still barely running, and they'll do everything to keep it running, and they know how to work on it. Or you can have the latest, greatest, state-of-the-art. They work on that, too. And again, they're not slaves to any one brand. So the only thing you need to know is that you need to live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, or your business needs to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County. Sorry, Illinois, and sorry, other counties, but that's where they're licensed to work. I think you're going to be very happy with Matheny Heating and Cooling, and we always appreciate it when you tell them you're AM and the PM. This is not something we're concerned about, but it is extremely important that since we've come here, they see no reduction in traffic, in business, in phone calls. We're going to make sure the same amount of business continues to pour into all the people you hear me speak for, because just like the other place and the place before that, that's what keeps the show. That's the fuel that keeps the show on the air. So please tell them you're AM and the PM. Again, the name is Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Everyone knows that right now you need to be refinancing. Mortgage rates are at our lowest levels and home values are skyrocketing. We are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment, getting rid of PMI, and getting people the cash they need to pay off the credit cards. Conventional loans, VA, FHA, HARP, Jumbo, USDA, we do it all. Refinancing or buying a home, apply online today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
So, what was that? What was that?
I have no idea.
Whose mistake? Whose mistake was that?
That was not me. Hang on a second.
That was not you.
No, it's not.
You didn't have something turned up you shouldn't have turned up. Oh, you sure turned it down.
I wonder if that was on the end of that commercial.
No, it went straight to a next commercial. That's what happened. Okay.
So it was you, right?
It was me.
All right, tell everybody who you are.
My name is Limey, and I'm an...
idiot! Okay, now he's getting it. Now he's getting it. Part of that job is take the blame for everything Dan doesn't take the blame for. So here's what's coming up. We have another auditioning segment host coming in here after Tim Woodburn does the news. We do a couple of commercials. His name is Dan, I believe, and he thinks he's good enough, good enough to be on this show. Yeah. Excuse me. A lot of people think that. We'll see. He's going to talk about movies because Tuesday is the movie segment we used to have with Max at the old place, and Monday is the tech segment, and we're going to replace those two guys, Jose and Max, with somebody, and who knows who that will be. But Dan will be in here to audition for that, and I would stick around if I were you because I love my wife and I have nothing in common, but we love movies. We love good movies, so.